The Wolf Path, a Neil Hamel Mystery No. 4 by Judith Van Gysen, narrated by Meredith Mitchell.
Chapter 1. It was 104 where I live, in the Duke City, Albuquerque. Heat vapor flattened the hulking gray mountains and made them shimmer. Cars heated up on the interstate, boiled over, and fell off. Outside my office, a thistle bloomed with poisonous purple vigor. Inside, the swamp cooler wheezed and tried to create the ambiance of a Carlsbad cavern. The skirts of my secretary, Anna, were rising daily. The clothes of my partner, Brink, wrinkled. When the temperature reached 105, I expected Anna to show up in shorts and Brink not to show up at all. We sat in the Hamill and Harrison building, our frame stucco law office on lead, drinking iced coffee for breakfast. It was too hot for huevos rancheros, too hot for green chiles, too hot for red zinger tea, too hot for law, too hot for order, too hot for people.
"Geez, get a look at this," said Anna, skimming the journal's front page. "Someone saw God in a flour tortilla."
"Happens every summer," I said.
"And it got so hot in Phoenix yesterday," she continued. "They had to close the airport. The planes couldn't get off the ground."
"How hot is that?"
122.
"Shit."
"Once it's over 100, what difference does it make anyway?"
Brink's fuzzy caterpillar eyebrows humped. They do that when he asks a question.
"It's only a matter of a percent, just a degree."
"Yeah? And what's the difference between life and death, reason and insanity, happiness and drugs?" I asked him.
"Just a degree." "Oh, I forgot to tell you," said Anna. "You had a call yesterday from March Augusta." "Yesterday?"